Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. The world is a war of spectacles. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. Tomorrow is Christmas Eve. What are you expecting to see? What will your eyes behold? I think part of that answer is, what is it that you're looking for? The truth is, the eyes of man were made for glory. His eyes, his very soul, hunger for something worth seeing. The world is truly a war of spectacles. Man is a watching creature, a people watcher, a born admirer, and a natural worshiper. It's why he gazes at the stars, climbs to the mountaintops, explores the underwater world, travels to new untamed lands, and why he dares to go where no man has gone before. He craves vistas, and Christmas is the vista. Ravenous, then, are the eyes of man. Like the belly, they hunger. Like the throat, they thirst. Like the feet, they wander, searching after something, anything worth beholding. But we live in a world of images, and man still hasn't found what he's looking for. Proverbs 27:20 says it so clearly, death and destruction are never satisfied, and neither are human eyes. Back to glory. Scripture testifies that some famished eyes look above and found the true object of their desire. Such ones climb mountains to shout at the heavens, please show me your glory. Exodus 33:18. Such souls, when surrounded by danger and violence, wrote, one thing I have asked of the Lord, that I will seek after, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord. Psalm 27:14. The face of glory. To a little town named Bethlehem arrived the God that no one had ever seen, the only God who was eternally at the Father's side. He had made him known, John 1, Christ, the image of the invisible God, the blinding light of God's glory, the exact imprint of his nature, the very face of God's beauty, became flesh and dwelt among us. Colossians 1, Hebrews 1, Corinthians 4, and we have seen his glory. The astonished apostle writes, glory is of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1:14. But the newborn king veiled his majesty in human flesh, disguised his splendor, hid his name, and dwelt among the poor, diseased, and condemned. Seeing heaven himself, the sight of Jesus in all his glory alone can satisfy the eyes of men. Listen to Jesus' prayer just hours before the cross. He bends to ask that his disciples be given heaven's crown jewel. What is that? Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, may be with me where I am, to see my glory that you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. John 17:24. And finally, sight that makes us happy. The ache of men's eyes sends them to many places. The eyes of man rove the beauties of this world, restless, but only here to behold in Jesus. Now by faith, but soon by sight, do we find a vision, the sight that makes all eternity happy. Where are you looking this Christmas to satisfy your soul? Matthew 5:8 says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Can you imagine anything better? In Revelations 22:4, in the closing chapter, we read, "They will see his face." Is there a better happily ever after? Because of Christmas, because he came, one day your eyes will behold the King in his beauty, Isaiah 33:17. We will not see him as he was in Bethlehem. We will see him in his royal beauty, 1 John 3:2. And this side of him transfigured will not merely satisfy us, but transform us into his image, 1 John 3:2. Beloved, we are God's children now. And what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him because we shall see him as he is. This is the glory whispered at Christmas, sang at Easter, shouted in eternity, and the glory profound enough to saturate our souls and make us happy forever. I pray that you enter into his world in his spirit and make this a blessed and merry Christmas. What are your eyes seeing and what are you looking for this Christmas? I pray that you make it a Jesus-filled Merry Christmas.